Okay, I just wanted to share a bit about Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day. And just that it means different things to different people. If when you think about today, it can bring different emotions and different memories to you. Some of you may be enjoying your children, catching up with them later on, and that's a great thing to spend time with your family and to enjoy being with them. And some of you may think about your own mother and just enjoy being with her and having a great time just sharing the day with her. But for other people, it may be different. They may look at it in a different way. They may be remembering someone, their mother who's passed away, or even children may have died, or they may have lost them. It can mean different things to different people. Or you may be thinking about your children who you're worried about and maybe who you don't see, who you're estranged from. Or you may be thinking about the future, about children that you do want to have but you don't have yet. So Mother's Day means different things to all of us. For me, when I think of my mother, I have great memories of her when I was a little girl and the things that we used to do together. But today I want to share how God's love is greater than a mother's love, because I know Mother's Day can be a painful time for some of us. There's joy, but there's also pain. And I want to share how God's love is greater than a mother's love. And it says that in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. It says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." And that's true. Just shows you how much God really loves us. He loves us more than a mother does. And we're engraved on the palms of his hands. And it's so personal. And just gives us a glimpse of how great God's love is for all of us. And I found this verse when my mum died. It was about 16 years ago. That verse brought me a lot of comfort, because I knew even though my mum wasn't here on earth, I knew God was here with me, and I knew his love was greater than my mother's love. So that brought me a lot of comfort. And I just, for anyone who's having a difficult time today, I pray that verse brings comfort to you as well. There's a story in 1 Kings chapter 2. It talks about two prostitutes. They came to King Solomon because there was a dispute about whose child was the little boy, because one of the children had died during the night. And so they came to see King Solomon to work it out, for him to work out, well, whose son is it? And King Solomon said, God gave him wisdom what to do. He said, okay, then just cut the child in half, or give one half to one woman and one half to the other. Doesn't sound like a really good solution, does it? But when King Solomon said this, the real mother said, no, just give the baby to her, because she really loved her child and she didn't want anything to harm her child at all. And that shows you how great a mother's love is for their child. And we know that, we who are mothers know how great the love is that we have for our children, because we wouldn't desire for anything bad to happen to them. And this is shown with this lady, that she didn't want anything to harm her baby, and she was willing even to give her child away so that her child would be safe. So it shows you how great her love was for her child. But God's love is greater than that, because he, as was shared in communion today, and I thought maybe I don't have to share anymore because there's a lot of parallels, but that's the Holy Spirit, isn't it? He knows the message that we need to hear today. But God's love is greater than a mother's love, and you can see that at communion, because he gave his only son away. Now imagine doing that. Imagine giving your child away to die so others can have salvation. Now God, I believe that shows that God's love is greater than a mother's love, because I don't think I could give my children away. I wouldn't want them to die. But it shows you that God's love is greater. And that's just a really wonderful thing. In Psalm 139, a lot of you are familiar with that. It talks about how the Lord knows us, because he does. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're thinking and feeling right now. And he knows what we're going to say before we even say it. He knows us that closely. And he loves us. He loves us even when we do the wrong thing. He loves us so much. And even though when we do the wrong thing, and that's called sin, that separates us from him, he still loves us anyway. Now that's really awesome. Just such a great love that God has for each one of us. And that's why he sent his son Jesus. There's the greatest act of love. He sent his son to die for us so that sin wouldn't separate us from God. So we can be in close relationship with Jesus, with God. That's why he sent his son. And that is such a great act of love to us. And I want us to remember that today. As we think about Mother's Day, just think God's love is greater because he sent his son to die for us. And that is such a great expression of love for all of us. And just, I guess after my mum died, God was really good to me, and it shows his great love to me. He brought other people around me to help me with things, things that I wanted to know. There's one time I was down the shops and I was thinking, you know, I want to buy some shoes for my kids, but I don't know what sort to get. I want to have, you know, some that they wear every day and, some good ones. And I ran into this, and this lady was in the shop. She wasn't talking to me. She was saying, oh, I'm going to buy my children some shoes. I'm going to get them one pair they wear every day for sport and then one pair for good, you know, for when they go out somewhere special. And I thought, wow, God, you are amazing, because I was just thinking, you know, what was I going to do? And God just brought that lady there, and she's having that conversation in front of me, not even to me. And God has been like that for me. He's just done really amazing things, just showing his love to me, because that's what God's like. And he can do that for you as well. Wherever you're at, he can show his love to you through complete strangers. It's just amazing. And also the other day I was down at the shops, and I met a lady who I know, and I was talking to her, and she was sharing her perspective about Mother's Day, and it was just the same as mine. And I thought, wow, God, thank you. That's your gift to me. Like, we're just sharing it together, just about, you know, what we're going to do for lunch and for the meals on Mother's Day. And I thought, thank you, God. You just, you know, you're just, that's your gift to me. Because he knows, like I said, he knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're feeling. And he can show love to us greater than our own parents. He knows all things. And God just shows his love to me all the time, and it just really blows me away. I just pray that you really know that today. No matter how you see Mother's Day, just remember God's love is great, and he loves each one of you. He knows how you're thinking and feeling right now. In Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, it says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and God will comfort you. He says it in his word, and he does. When you're suffering or in pain, he will bring comfort to you. You just have to look to him and just bring your burdens to him. In another part of my role as a mother, I see is like prayer. Like, I really believe, just, you know, when you're worried about something, just come to God and pray about it. Prayer is really powerful. It helps you deal with your burdens, lifts your burdens, and also God can bring change as well to situations. Because it encourages us to pray about everything. When you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it's a well-known scripture. It says, we're encouraged to pray always and to give thanks always. So I just encourage you to pray about things. As a mum, I pray often for my children, for things. If I'm worried about something, I pray about it. Because as they get older, it's different. You can't always, you know, tell them things because they've got to learn about things themselves. And they don't want mum telling them what to do all the time. So I go away and pray. If there's something I'm worried about, I go and pray about it. Because, you know, we can see things that maybe our children can't. And I just see that as an important role as being a mum. Just when you look at the prodigal son in Luke 15:17, it said that once he'd squandered his inheritance, he could see more clearly when he was bankrupt and hungry. And so God's used this situation. So sometimes our children go through difficult things to help them see more clearly, and he can bring them back to him, like you see with the prodigal son running back to into his father's arms. So that's why prayer is really important. If there's any of our children or any members of our family we're worried about, just pray for them. Prayer brings change. I want to share with you just a prayer in this book. It's a book, The Power of a Praying Parent. And I really like this book. It has a lot of prayers in it, and it's all scripture-based about different things if you're worried about your children or you just see different things. And I just want to share this because this is from the perspective of the child. This she had two children, Stormy, O'Martian, and this is from her son, and this is when he's 28. So I just want to read this to you. When I look back over the past 10 years, I cannot deny the awesome power of prayer and where I am today as a result of it. I'm still blessed by the same loving and caring parents. And yes, they still struggle to be funny, but I know more than ever that having parents who cared enough to take the time to pray continually for my well-being has proven to be extremely valuable to me. Without the prayers of my family, who defined what it means to pray without ceasing, I don't know where I would be. A few years ago, I found myself in a difficult place. The time I was spending in the Word and prayer had become more of a daily routine than the powerful, life-changing experience it should be. And as a result, there were major deficiencies in my life. I was struck in a financial crisis. I also had been stabbed in the back by someone I had trusted for years. But most importantly, I had lost my joy and peace. I remember calling my mother one night, explaining my situation and asking her to pray for me. She responded by telling me that God had brought me to this place for a reason and that he was trying to get my attention. The following week, when I opened the Word, I was stunned by the scripture. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I'd read it so many times before, but never realized the profound simplicity of the passage. I'd become so sidetracked by my own personal challenges that I was constantly asking God to make something happen in my life, rather than truly seeking the Spirit of God to empower my life. It was at that point I fell on my face before the Lord with no other agenda than to seek him. All this to say that God will often allow us to dig ourselves into our own stress-filled situations while waiting patiently for us to embrace his will first and foremost. And those miserable times become the very vehicle God uses to bring us into a deeper relationship with him. God has poured out on me far beyond what I deserve. And I can truly say that the fervent prayers of my parents for me to have a deeper walk with the Lord are what brought it all to fruition. Of course, I'm mainly referring to my mother, since half of my father's prayers are allocated towards the success of the Chicago Bears. So, no, but it shows you just this young man is 28 when he wrote this. Just he knew his parents were praying for him, and just the power of prayer. It can bring change in your children's lives or anyone else in your family, not just your children. Prayer works. And he knew he was being prayed for, and God really moved on him and gave him a deeper relationship with the Lord. So So I just want to encourage us all with that today, just as mothers and just anyone you were praying for, even people who don't know the Lord you were praying for, that prayer really works and is really powerful as we pray the word of God, because God's heart is for them as well. And just as we see Abraham, he interceded for his family too when he was talking to God just before with Sodom and Gomorrah. But it shows that God really does listen to our prayers and can bring change to situations. I guess too, with prayer as well, it's really important too, because as you know, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 to 5, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So we can see we are in a spiritual battle, and it can distract our family from the Lord. I mean, it can distracts us as well, so we always need to be on guard too. But I just want to encourage you to pray. Pray for your family, because God, his love is greater, and he answers our prayers. And we can bring change to situations. I'd just like us to pray now all together, if you'd like to stand up, and we'll pray together. Dear Lord, just thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you that your love is greater. Your love is the greatest love that we will know or experience, even though we only have a glimpse of it here while we are on earth, Lord. And I just pray for our families, dear Jesus, and anyone who we're reaching out to, Lord, that we will be faithful in prayer to them, Lord, and anything that is distracting them, any strongholds that is distracting them from you, Lord, we just bring it down in Jesus' name, because you, in your name, there is all power and authority on heaven and earth, dear Jesus, and you can bring change in people's lives. Yes, dear Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for all the mothers here today, Lord, who have faithfully prayed for people over the years, Lord, because I know it brings change. And we honor them all today, Lord, in your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.